This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the pasuk says, "Vayishma Yehoshua es kol ha'am berei'ai." Yehoshua heard the voice, the call of the people, berei'ai. Literally, that means in commotion, in clamoring. The Targum says like this: he heard the voice, kad meyavivin bechedva, kadam igla. It's an interesting translation. Meyavivin means they were crying in joy, or they were shouting in joy. But something like a paradoxical term, chedva is joy, yibuv, like yivava, we know that trua, the Targum translates as yivava, is crying. So how is it both chedva and yivava? Were they rejoicing or were they crying? So Zalman Saratskin brings that he heard from his son-in-law, Rabbi Yisrael Zindvaram, who heard from his Rabbi, Rabbi Rucham of Meir, that someone who's a Ben Torah, when he does an Avera, he can never fully enjoy the Avera. Someone who's a Ben Torah will have somewhat of a guilty conscience when they do an Avera. You can never enjoy the Avera completely. Even if it's a great taiva and a very enjoyable taiva, someone who's a Ben Torah, he's going to have a little bit of a guilty conscience. So this is what happened. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And they're standing there on the Egel. And they're dancing. And it's with great chedva. But at the same time, it's meyavavin. There was a cry in their heart. Even though it looked like they were jumping and dancing and enjoying the Avera, but a Ben Torah cannot fully enjoy the Avera. And therefore the Targum translates, Bereyoi means meyavavin bechedva. They were crying in joy. There was in the deep inner recesses of their heart, there was a guilty feeling when they were serving the Egel. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.